Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Hey, and welcome to today's episode, which is all about Gen X. I decided to do an episode about the money milestones that have happened during our generation. So, our generation began in 1965. And since then, there have been numerous financial events and financial products that have come about during our time, which probably will help us better understand why we maybe don't know as much or why we've had to learn so much or whatever take you have on it. So I'm excited to kind of share this with you. It's a little more history episode, but hopefully you will find it interesting, maybe not exciting, but you know, it'll just help you have a better idea about money and Gen Xers. So our generation began with the effects of the Vietnam War beginning in 1965. So the war was a significant drain on the U.S. economy as the government spent billions of dollars on the war effort. So not to mention the families affected as soldiers returned home or didn't return home. And we could go on and on about that as well, right? But then before the war was over, in 1973 began the oil crisis, which caused a significant increase in oil prices, which led to inflation and slowed economic growth. I remember when gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon and vividly remembering it approaching that dollar, watching it, going with my mom and she'd fill up the gas in the car, right? Of course, this was not 73 as I'm a bit younger. But I still remember that dollar and, you know, the talk and if that goes over a dollar, it'll never drop back down. But I do remember those prices. So I would love to hear if you remember those types of things as well. So several retirement savings options for employees and self-employed were also released during this time. So you have the oil crisis and we have new options for retirement savings. IRAs were created in 1974 with the tax advantage, right? So pre-tax, putting into an IRA, a 401 was a little bit later in the 1970s, but they were all there to help us begin saving for retirement. In 1978, the SEP plan was created. So towards the end of that decade, this allowed self-employed individuals and small business owners to save for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. So now we're covering all the bases, right? For everybody to be able to save pre-tax dollars, but save for retirement. They didn't come about until the 1970s. So that may be a reason why we didn't learn from our parents, because it was new for them or it was new for us if you're that young. Just a lot happened in the 1970s and as it learned to grow. And as I get to one of the other products later down the road, maybe you'll better understand why I say that about these. So moving on to October of 1987. Some of you may know that date, so I'm not sure if it was the 30th or the 31st. I believe it was the very end, and I might even be wrong about that date. But in October of 1987, the stock market crashed. This was the largest single-day drop in the history of the stock market, which caused a significant decrease in the value of many stocks. So there's one crash in our generation. And then in 2000, following the dot-com bubble frenzy, we experienced another stock market crash. Yet again, in 08 to 09, a global financial crisis was caused by the collapse of the housing market and the widespread use of subprime mortgages, which led to a severe recession in the U.S. So 20 years, and we have experienced three major effects, right, on the financial markets. In the 1990s, a simpler and more affordable retirement plan option for small businesses was created, and it was called the Simple IRA, or Savings Incentive Match Plan for Employees. This plan allows employees to make pre-tax contributions to their retirement accounts, with employers required to either match those contributions or make a non-elective contribution. In the early 2000s, the Roth 401k was introduced. Contributions to Roth plans are made after tax dollars, but qualified withdrawals are tax-free. So another savings for retirement. I remember when the Roth came about, and it took me several years to fully understand it, to trust it, to figure out how it worked in my savings plan. Maybe I should have gone to somebody else and chatted with them, but I didn't. So using this knowledge of this, you know, retirement savings plan for myself, I can kind of see why if we go back to the 70s, when you had IRAs, 401s, and SEPs all come out, that it might have taken a while. It may have taken a lag time to get everybody understanding, trusting, willing, all of those things that you need with money, right? To be able to start investing. So Roths, I think, are great. The reasons they were giving me in the beginning did not jive with what I knew, because they were saying that the elderly pay too much in taxes, so that's why they were going with it, and my parents were elderly, and I was not viewing that, so I needed to find out why it was a benefit for me. So just understand that even though there are all of these savings vehicles, whether it's retirement or just a high yield savings or a money market or a CD or any of those things, right? You've got gold backs out there, all of the things. If it doesn't feel right with you, don't do it, you know? So that's something you've got to learn, you've got to understand before you're willing. And that's the way I was with a Roth. So, but also during the same time, we had the several investing options come about, right? So as we are finally able to put into the stock market, index funds come out, exchange traded funds or ETFs, online trading platforms have come about, cryptocurrencies, robo-advisors, peer-to-peer lending. These are just a few examples. So lots has happened. A lot has happened in the financial markets, in the financial sector, with investments, during our generation, during our time up to today. And this affected our families. It affects us now. So it's just interesting, all of the things that have happened. And I'm sure there's more in there. I know I left Desert Storm out. There was that effect. I'm sure there's a lot more that we could add into that, quote, history lesson. But this is what I wanted to talk about, was the money milestones and realizing that not only us as human beings, but all of these financial products came out during the same time. So I would love to hear from you and your thoughts about these money milestones. Do you remember these events? Do you have a story with any of these events or these issues, or talking with your parents? How did it affect you personally, whether your family or yourself, or maybe you overheard, like I said, a story, a parent say something? I would love for you to connect with me on Instagram and send me a DM about that and just explore what everybody is thinking. So before I close today's action item, if I mentioned a term or retirement vehicle that you don't know about or that you don't feel like you have a good base knowledge about, I challenge you to go look it up, learn more about it, because there is always room to learn and grow. So if you need to go back and listen to this again, write those things down, explore this, increase your financial knowledge, and then with that knowledge, if you listen to episode 8, where we talked about money conversations, as soon as you learn something, I'd love for you to go share that with either your child, your spouse, your parent, a coworker, whoever it may be. So let's get the conversations going and let us as Gen Xers take this information, all of these financial products that were built during our generation, and use them to help create a wealthy future. Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Do you have any questions from today's episode? Send me a message on Instagram. I'd love to help you gain more clarity around today's topic. Want more exclusive tips, trainings, and resources to help you hit your financial goals fast? Grab my free resource at elevatefinances.us/subscribe and join my free community to receive access to best tips, tools, and resources in your inbox weekly. And if you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track for retirement, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about one-on-one coaching.